In tonight's contest, the Fairview Aggies take on the Corner Yellow Jackets. In the head-to-head matchup between the two 5A teams, Fairview has won 5 of the last 7 games. But last year, the Yellow Jackets heavily defeated the Aggies 36-6. This year's Fairview's impressive opening game last week, 42-7 win against East Lawrence, gives the Aggies a lot of hope tonight as they can add another check to the win column. Corner also had an impressive win last week, beating South Lamar 34-14. So we might be in for yet another interesting and exciting game tonight. Fall is in the air. The teams have been practicing for this very moment. The crowd is ready. The band is on the field. The lights are on here in Dafford Smith Stadium. This is another edition of Friday Night Live with your host, Dylan Diemert, and lowly me, Jay Fuller. Hey, Dylan.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for having me out here. We're at Dafford Smith Stadium here in Fairview. This is the first season back here after the long and tedious process of renovating after it was deemed unsafe to have football contests here. Looks just amazing now that they've redone it here. Everything looks so great here.
Oh, yeah. And mucho kudos to Melissa. We'll call her producer Melissa for helping to write that intro.
Thank you, Melissa. Yeah, that was a great one. But, again, like you said, we have an exciting one here as Corner comes in off of a big wing against South Lamar on the road. Fairview, again, had a big win on the road, too, against East Lawrence, where they just demolished East Lawrence 42-7. But this rivalry of 5A regional foes isn't a new one. Fairview is the leader so far in these contests over the years, leading 5-2, but Corner dominated the last one, 36-6, that one in Corner. But we'll talk to Coach in a little bit, see what his game plan is for tonight, but I think tonight, aside from a great matchup, I think we got great weather here.
Oh, I was just thinking about the weather. I don't think it could be better. First time out this year, I have worn jeans. Don't know if I'm happy about that yet or not. We shall see. Hey, I wanted to give a big shout-out to a lot of our Friday Night Live sponsors, also longtime Live 95 station sponsors, our friends at Scissor Salon, local optometrist Dr. Wayne Fuller, Cyber Broadband, and Happy Homes and Real Estate. I hope I got everybody. If not, well, stay tuned to the broadcast, and you'll see who I missed.
Thanks, Jay. Back on the weather thing, yeah, 69 degrees at kickoff, expected the temperature. We're going to cool off into the lower 60s by the fourth quarter, by this one's over. We got a little bit of a wind tonight. I think it's just going to be a little bit of a wind coming out of the north-northeast. So, it's perfect here. It's perfect.
It feels like football. It's what's supposed to happen about the turn of October. Happening about a month ahead of time.
We can't say the same about our friends in Florida and Georgia tonight as they are preparing for Hurricane Irma, so our thoughts and prayers go out to them, as many being forced to evacuate from the coastal regions and move north and west. If you are hearing us tonight and you are an evacuee of Hurricane Irma, let me be the first to say welcome to Alabama. We hope you have a safe stay.
You guys think football is big in Florida? Welcome
Florida
to Alabama.
Georgia, yeah. Florida and Georgia, both two states, aside from Texas, of course. Pretty big story there.
Yeah, I want to reach out to anybody who may be listening, who may be new to our broadcast as well. Our station's been on the air a little over 3 years. Special thanks to Tommy Warhurst, who helped put this broadcast together in year one. Dylan, before you came along, I believe you told me you were still in high school back in year one.
I was.
Our very first game covered was actually, I believe it was Fairview versus West Point back in 2014. That game occurred at Coleman High School Stadium because the stadium that we're sitting in right now has some structural problems. And as you said earlier in the broadcast, it's back and it looks really good.
Yeah, this is not technically the home opener because there was a Jamboree game hosted here, but this is the season opener, regular season, first game at home for the Fairview Aggies. And I think it's going to be an exciting one tonight, honestly. And like you mentioned, yeah, I was still in high school at Vinemont High School. Let's go Eagles tonight.
Yep. Very much looking forward to it. We'll be back in a moment with an interview with the coach. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Live 95.
Hey, guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissors Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Dylan Diemer here for Friday Night Live. I'm here with Coach George Redding in his 11th season at Fairview as head coach of the Fairview Aggies. Coach, this is the beginning of 5A regional play. What is the narrative tonight? Your team losing the last battle between corner 36-6. What will you do differently tonight?
Well, hopefully we show up. I felt like corner did a fantastic job last year at their place. Just brought a lot of intensity and effort to the game, and we come out flat. Wasn't playing our best ball, and they had something to do with that by all means, but we just weren't playing up to our capabilities. So, you know, the most important thing for us is just, you know, show up and handle what we can do and try to do it at a high level.
All right, last week you guys had a pretty big opening win versus East Lawrence on the road. Anything from that game you'll carry over tonight?
Well, hopefully just, you know, it was good intensity in that game. We had good effort, and we had some good execution, had some mental breakdowns at times, but that happens this early in the year. So hopefully we worked hard this week on getting some of those things fixed and moving forward. But, you know, just some carryover. Hopefully, you know, we're laying bricks each week and got a job to do, and I'm hoping that we're just getting better and better at what we're doing and how we're doing it.
So who will be some impact players we'll see on the field tonight? Impact on offense, defense, any big players to look out for?
Well, you know, it's going to be important for us to get things done up front, that's for sure. And, you know, Jared Bachelor, kind of one of those guys that's a go-to guy up front, playing on the offensive line, along with Dylan Gardner you know, just there's a whole group of young men that we've got that are rotating in and out up front that's been executing for us, and we even got some new faces. It's going to be a key for us tonight to make sure that we're doing those things up front. But Scoop Bennett out at wide receiver, Ethan Holland, quarterback Dane Black, got a young running back with Ethan Satterfield, a senior running back Grant Howard, just a lot of those guys. Garrett Dunn returning. Guy from last year. So and a lot of those guys are two-way players too, so they're going to make huge impacts at the linebacker position and also in the safety position. So just looking for the guys to get things done on both sides of the ball.
All right, thanks, Coach. Good luck tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome back to Dafford Smith Stadium here in Fairview, Alabama, as this is Friday Night Live, right here on Live 95.5. Real quick, before we get to rosters, I just want to say a very happy 40th birthday to the man right beside me, Mr. Jay Fuller.
Oh, man, you're making me sound so old here. You know what I had planned to be doing on my birthday, Dylan?
What'd you plan
to do? I was going to rent a hot air balloon and take a ride across North Alabama.
Hey, that's fun. I got to do a hot air balloon last year in college, actually.
Really?
Balloon festival.
Well, I am jealous.
It's an exciting
I'm still going to get to it, just not tonight.
Well, yeah. Tonight would be a perfect night to do it, but you're here with us doing Fairview football, and I'm happy to have you with me.
Glad to have you along for the ride, too, Dylan. I got to say, I don't think we'd be doing this without you, so we appreciate you being here.
Thank you. As we're getting set, the captains are meeting in the middle of the field. it's time to do rosters here. And we got the starting lineup for the corner Yellow Jackets. Starting at wide receiver number 17, Caleb Brassfield. The halfback, Garrett Parvis, number 10. Number 73, the the offensive line, Michael Gray, number 73. 52, Tanner Tavel. 56, Braylon Smith. 53, Ethan Creel. And 69, Ethan Green. At wideout, the Y is Logan Entrekin, number 12. And Blaze Pickle, your Z. He is number 36. Interesting name, Blaze Pickle. Creative. And for defense for the corner Yellow Jackets, we got number 9, which that will be not listed. We don't have
names. Let's make up a name.
We'll make up
we're
a
good.
Name. Jackson Brown.
Jackson Brown.
That's a man. Number 8, Trent Davis. Defense.
Woo!
I'm kidding. Number 59 and number 53. I believe this may just be a... Actually, this may not be a defense. Let's go to the Fairview here. As
sounds like a plan.
Home team. Starting for the Fairview Aggies at wide receiver, number 3, Ethan Holland. Number 6, Dane Black at quarterback. Jordan Earwood at wide receiver. Garrett Dunn at running back. And Scoop Bennett at wide receiver. Not to mention the young back, Ethan Satterfield at running back. Clay Jeffers is going to be your guard, and Alex Medina also at guard. Some more offensive line members for this team. Dylan Garner at guard. Jared Batchelor at guard, and Cash Hansen at guard. For defense, Mason Black at offensive linebacker. Grant Howard at cornerback. Ethan Holland at quarterback. And Dane Blank, the quarterback, also playing linebacker. And Garrett Dunn as well, crossing over, will be your linebacker. Scoop Bennett also strong safety. And a few more, Eric Taylor at linebacker. Clay Jeffers, defensive end. And Alex Medina, your nose guard. A few more for the Fairview Aggies. Jared Batchelor also crosses both offense and defense. So that's your lineups for Fairview as the Fairview Aggies already took the field on their home field. Waiting for the corner Yellow Jackets to come out as the bands are starting to perform here. Again, a recap for last week. Fairview winning on the road 42-7 against East Lawrence in their season opener. While corner comes in 1-1 with a loss against Dora being their only loss, their crosstown rival, but winning big against South Lamar last week as they were on the road. But corner comes back on the road, and this will open up 5A regional play for these two as they both are regional foes, as corner just by default is the number one team in the division, although Curry holds the 2-0 record so far.
Dylan, I was going to see if I could walk and chew gum at the same time as I'm doing a little programming here as well. But, you know, we had a pretty exciting game last week, too. And I'm just wondering if this week's game is going to be more exciting than that West Point-Wilson game last week.
I think we're going to have a really exciting one here because this is the beginning of regional play. So these are teams that – this is a game that both teams know they need to win. This is an important game for both teams.
Yeah, it's just a little more incentive, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. As, you know, those last week game, the Wilson-West Point game, those are two different, you know – division teams. That's a 4A team versus a 5A team. And, of course, these are both 5A teams coming in, both regional foes. So I know one side wants revenge from last year's beatdown, and I know one side wants to take the lead and be 2-1 in the region.
Well, Fairview team is on the field ready to play. The corner team is about to come through their victory march. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95, WRJMLP Coleman, Dylan Demert. I want everyone to say that five times fast as you pull up to your red light tonight. And alongside Jay Fuller, I'm just here for the ride. But we should have a fun time tonight, Dylan.
I think we should have a fun ride as corner Yellow Jackets are coming onto the field now. very reminiscent of Georgia Tech as they are in their black with gold trim lettering, black helmets, gold lettering with black numbers with gold trim, all white. And Fairview in a gray and purple with white lettering, purple helmets with Aggies on them. Kind of a different get-up for the usual purple and gold.
Also heard that we're not in the press box tonight. We're set up kind of beside the fan stand area. We've got some very vivid band parents next to us who have told us a little bit earlier in the broadcast that this is the premier appearance of the Fairview band uniform for this year. So, congratulations.
Wow.
Being a band geek myself, it's always good to be in fresh new uniforms. It's better to be in jeans and t-shirts when it's not that. But, you know, it's cool off enough. I think we can get the uniforms going tonight. So.
Well, it looks like Fairview set to receive as corner will kick off. Looks like Fairview will give the ball back to corner, and the kick is up. And we're started here at Dafford Smith Stadium as it's going to be fielded in the end zone for a touchback.
Here we go.
Now we'll change up, and the offense will march onto the field here for Fairview.
I think it's the band that March is doing. Just saying.
It's a little bit of both as Dane Black comes in at quarterback for the Aggies.
Well, as you pounce into the end zone, sometimes there's some high stepping.
sometimes, yeah. Ethan Satterfield in the backfield, as Coach Redding told me, player to watch tonight. Looking to the sideline. 10 seconds on the play clock. Black and snap. Snap is bobbled. Hands off to Satterfield. Satterfield runs up. Picks up about. He's not down yet. Right at 25. Picks up about 5 yards there on the 5-yard gain as Fairview marching to the right. I should say pouncing to the right. As you listen. Deep in corner territory. Second down and 5 now at about the 25. Dane Black looking for the snap. Maybe this one will be a little bit better. It's a better snap. And he's going to roll left. Gets a man to the right. It's number 10, Scoot Bennett. And that's going to be a Fairview Aggie first down at about the 32-yard line.
Got to tell you, Dylan, I've already visited the Fairview concession stand tonight. I haven't bought any food yet, but that's certainly coming up.
Coming soon. We should have like a halftime food review show here.
That may be coming in future games.
First down now at about the... Actually, we're going to...
Looks like the 20, 25.
Looks like maybe that wasn't a completion there. Now flag on the play.
Yep,
it's probably going to be delay a game on Fairview. As I thought the catch was good over there right around the corner end zone. And now they're marching him up. This is going to be on the corner. So now it will be a first down at about the 30. We had it wrong, and then we got it right.
We're just passing on to you what our interpretation of what the officials were saying to you.
Maybe they were confused. I don't know. First down now at about the corner 30, and they're going to get him again for encroachment.
Yeah, I was about to say, that couldn't have been a delay again.
So another 5-yard march for the Aggies, courtesy of the corner Yellow Jackets. As that one's going to be encroachment on the defense. So now first and 5 at the 35. Black, the quarterback, going to look for some advice from the sideline.
I think they're listening to commands from the band myself.
Hands off to Satterfield. Satterfield runs right.
Down at the 40.
Yeah, yep. Satterfield gets a big gain, and I think it's going to be a first down for the Fairview Aggies. So another big first down gain. It's going to be first and 10 starting from the corner 40. As Fairview's offense not slow here. They really got started here.
Seems to be a lot of looking and staring.
As we're still here in the first quarter very early, it's... Right now,
10 minutes and 38 seconds left in the first quarter of the first half, Melissa.
Quarter number 1 here, and it's going to be first and 10 at the 40. Snap is bobbled low, but it's going to hand off to the back. The back's going to take it. That's going to be number two, Grant Howard, as he was not the starter tonight, but he subs in for Satterfield, as Satterfield's still young. But Grant Howard, the senior this season, so this is his season to shine.
Special thanks to Melissa Selvey, who's monitoring the broadcast tonight. We'll call her producer Melissa, but you know, I make a funny at her, and it takes her 7 seconds to react. That's how long it takes our broadcast to get out over the air.
This is from the future, as Dane Black still in. We haven't seen any change yet. I think Dane
having a hard time snapping the ball tonight. It's like, what's going on, guys?
As that snap, he's going to take this one. Dane Black's going to keep this one, and he's going to be hit. And
I know it was recovered, but I don't know who recovered it, Dylan.
Let's see where this is recovered. I think they say it's going to stay with Fairview.
Looks that way, yep.
And well, maybe it might be with Corner as they're celebrating. Maybe they're just celebrating.
I'm pretty sure it's with one or the other. It looks like Fairview to me.
I'm going to say it's with Fairview. His quarterback has not left the field yet, so maybe he knows not to do that one. Third and 11 now on the 39 as lost the ball, but it was recovered 1 yard back. Snap's good. He got it. He's going to roll right, and he's going to throw to
pass complete.
Number 10,
down to about
Scoop
the
Bennett.
45-yard line, looks like.
And it's going to be not enough for the first down, as they're going to be about 6 yards short. So I imagine we'll see the punt unit pretty soon.
As we move to fourth down, 11 to go, 8 minutes and 47 seconds left in the first quarter. Friday Night Live, coming to you live from Fairview, Alabama. As Fairview takes on Corner.
So now special teams unit comes out. Fourth and 6 here at the 44. And they're just going to send this one away. So now it'll be Corner's chance to show them what they got. And wave this one dead.
Yeah, I heard something about number 11, but seems like last week's game we were talking about how we always had an official whistle slowing us down. This week it's just we move back to the 39-yard line.
They're going to move it back 5 yards, so we're back at 4th and 11. And he boots it back. It'll be fielded at about the 30, and he fumbles
it
at the Fairview turnover. Big play for
Fairview.
Guess
that would make it a Fairview ball again, wouldn't it?
As quarterback will come right back out after this one.
Didn't get much of a rest for that set of downs.
Fielded it and got about 2 yards up and then fumbled it. Fairview right there to fall on it. So it'll be a first down now, deep into Fairview territory. That's going to be about the first and 10, about the 36-yard line, as Dane Black comes back to the field after thinking the punt unit was out, but now the offense comes back out. New breath of life in this. The snap
dropped
is fumbled.
It, picked it right back up, and it's knocked away by, was that number 22 of the corner side?
That was number 22 there to knock it away, but the back, number 22, Grant Howard, picks it up, tries to make a play with it, but I think he'll be stopped where he picked it up, so it won't be a gain of anything. Second and 10, still at 36.
Yep. 7 minutes, 35 seconds left in the first quarter. Score still 0-0. Exciting game, Dylan.
It is an exciting one so far, as, I mean, we had that really cool play. I mean, I think we had some pretty cool plays last week against West Point. When we were there at West Point Wilson, that was a pretty exciting game at times, as two plays that should have not happened, as Black's going to air it out, and he's got a receiver
completion
there.
It's
going to be to Scoop Bennett, and he's going to be
the 36-yard line, 38, it looks like.
They're going to say that was a loss of 2 yards there. It's going to be third and 12.
Very helpful to have a scoreboard with a ball on indicator on it. So,
yeah, they're updating it pretty well, too, I've noticed.
So you're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95. Dylan Diemert alongside Jay Fuller. We're coming to you live from Fairview High School tonight.
As quarterback looks to the bench for some advice, he's got Satterfield to his right. As Satterfield checks in for Howard. And he's going to air this one out. Looks like he's going to go to Bennett again. Bennett to the left, and no, it's going to be knocked away. The cornerback there to get in front of the ball. Pass no good. Intended for the wideout, Garrett Dunn, number 9.
And that brings us back to fourth down again.
Fourth and 5, and the quarterback still has not left the field yet. They've not sent special teams out yet, as they're probably still thinking about it.
This one over, yeah.
They may go for this one. And quarterback still on the field, so I think they're going to go for it here on fourth and 5.
Must be getting quite a few cues from the sideline because the whole team, every time they're ready to snap the ball, looks over there for orders.
Satterfield moves to the left. Dane Black snaps low. He's going to send this one out. He's got pressure coming. He sends
completed.
It up to Dunn. Dunn to the end zone. Touchdown. Fairview, and that was a flag.
Thrown. Yep.
Let's see where this one goes, as this one may wave this one back. And from what I'm getting from the crowd, this one may be on Fairview. And they're going to come back over here, so I think that will be a holding penalty on Fairview. So that will negate the touchdown.
Boo.
That's a big play on fourth and 5 there, as had a lot of promise, but this one's going to come back.
Yeah, I was pretty sure Fairview is going to get 6 up on the board. But they're going to get another shot at it, aren't they?
Looks like they will, as they're going to say first and 5 here. As I guess they're going to rule it at the spot of the foul and not at
the original spot.
So first and 5 for Fairview they're going to get the ball back here. But, I mean,
on the 16-yard line.
First and 10, excuse me, as we're going to say first and 10 at about, the 16. So we're inside the 20 tonight for the first time.
Aside from the attempted touch, basically was a touchdown, if not for the holding call just a moment ago. 6 minutes and 14 seconds left in the first quarter. Looking to the sideline for, I'm assuming, a play call once again.
As actually they're talking to the coach right over here on the sideline, the two refs. They got the head official. And
getting a little clarification of what's going on.
The field judge here just talking it over here, as they didn't know what the deal was there. As he thought it was go-ahead touchdown for the Aggies, but they waved it back and gave them really great real estate here. It's still Fairview ball. It's still with the Aggies, as quarterback's still on the field. I've not seen a change from corner.
Setting up to snap the ball again.
Satterfield still in for the Aggies, as Dane Black. And this one may be whistled dead, too. Maybe an equipment failure, as I noticed a player on the left sideline for corner. Okay, now I guess everything's good. Refs just didn't start the play clock.
Don't speak too soon. Looking at the sideline again.
At about the 16-yard line, inside the 20 for the first time tonight.
10 seconds on the play clock. Yep, snapped the ball.
Snapped off, handoff to Satterfield. Satterfield tries to get forward, and
looks like he's down on about the 10.
As he tried to push forward to get 6 yards, let's see what they say. As I think they'll give him forward progression there. And maybe another penalty flag came out.
We're up to the 21. Timeout.
Looks like a timeout called here, so we'll take a timeout, too. You're listening to Friday Night Live here on Live 95.5.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Welcome back to Dafford Smith Stadium, as we're here in Fairview, Alabama for Fairview versus Corner. That's a big 5A regional matchup here.
Well, they have their discussion on the sideline, and they came back and have just snapped the ball again. And it looks like we're now on the third down with 11 yards to go on the 11-yard line.
Third and 11, as it was a quarterback keeper, could not get anywhere with it. Dane Black to snap. He gets it, hands off to the back, fakes it. He's going to keep it himself. And they're going to say right about the fourth down, about the...
Yeah, tough vantage point for us.
We're, 7-yard line here.
Yeah, we're not in the press box tonight. We're kind of off to the side of the stadium seating area. And the ball is opposite from us.
I think they're just going to send the field goal unit out here and just get an easy three and get out of this one, as this drive was never promised, as they had to boot it away earlier and got a fresh breath of life here. I think they're just going to take the easy route here and just kick an easy field goal as they have 7 yards out from the goal. And kick is up, and let's see what they say. No good.
No good.
So
3 minutes and 59 seconds left in the first quarter. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Welcome back to Dafford Smith Stadium here in Fairview, as Corner now taking the possession. You're listening to Live 95.5. It's Friday Night Live, and we got a big one here. I think this is going to be a great one, regional matchup between Corner and Fairview, as Corner has the ball now. Skyler Lara in at quarterback for the Yellow Jackets. Got one man in the backfield, and bobble snap, he's going to fall on it. And it's going to be knocked back a few yards. It was third and five there. It's going to be probably about a third and about seven at about the 20-yard line. Third and 10 here. He's going to go back 5 yards. As the first play was an easy handoff to the back to gain 5 yards. Couldn't get anything done the second time. Third time's the charm, hopefully, for quarterback Lara. One man in the backfield here. Lone back, more than likely Eric Millwood, number 26. Lara puts him in motion. Hands off. No, fakes it. Throws it. Long all the way.
And it's caught by number 10.
That's going to be on my chart here. I've got number 10.
Well, he looks like he went out of bounds on about the 47-yard line.
So that's a big gain there. Number 10. Not on my roster. I've got number 10 as Garrett Parvis. Maybe that's him. So Parvis with a big first down catch.
How many yards was that, Dylan? That's about 30 yards, wasn't it?
It's about a 30-yard, yeah. Aired it out about 30 yards, picked it up, and we're just a few notches into Fairview territory now.
The ball's on the 48. First down, 10 yards to go as we get ready to snap the ball again.
As Lara gets it, fakes it, hands off to Millwood. Millwood, he's going to be wrestled down here.
Yeah, he didn't get anywhere with that particular play.
Couldn't get anywhere. That's going to be, again, on 26, Eric Millwood, the back. Excuse me, that's Gage Lisby, number 28. As both backs, number 26 and 28, respectively, Millwood and Bisbee.
Yep. Second down, 8 to go. Ball on the 46. 1 minute, 35 left in the first quarter here in the Fairview Dafford Smith Stadium. Corner's got the ball.
One man in the backfield. Lara snaps it. He's going to roll to his right. He's going to throw it right. Strike to number 85 and couldn't haul it in. That's going to be an incompletion. Pass intended for number 85.
I would say so close, but not close enough.
As I do believe that's number... Don't have a number. Don't have a name for him. We'll just call him number 85 for now. As now Lara to snap. Looks for some advice. They've got all the fancy signs just like teams have.
It's always good to get some practice in, Dylan, isn't it?
Corner coming from Jefferson County, as that's a pretty big place. As
yeah, that was
hand
a pretty
off to the back.
I was following number 5. I was pretty sure he had it, but
Millwood fakes the handoff, or faked it, thought he had it, handed off to the back. That's Millwood. Millwood picks up the first down. It's gonna be first and 10 at the Fairview 37. As again, corner out of Jefferson County, a 5A powerhouse team. Yeah, they got to be ready for the next level. I'm pretty sure this is one of the big schools that churn out talent all the time.
I didn't realize they were in Jefferson County. I thought they were in the south part of Walker County. As number 10 runs, makes it almost to the 40, it looks like.
Parvis took the handoff, knocked back, but he didn't get down and tried to make a play out of it. Couldn't do anything with it, though. And it's going to be second down and 10 as ball's going to be spotted at the same spot. No gain, no loss. Corner is in an awkward position in the map to kind of follow up on what you just said. Corner in the corner of Jefferson County, more
it's
or
one
less.
Of those you can't really get there from here things. But
25 seconds to go in the first quarter and 14 on the play clock.
Make an attempt at all they can do to try and do something with the 15 seconds they've got left here in the first quarter.
As quarterback hands off to Parvis, and Parvis knocked back there. Hopefully gets forward progression. And I think time will expire here in the first quarter as we're getting set for the second quarter. In just a little bit, this is Friday Night Live here on Live 95.5. Let's take a little update around the county here as we got time to do so. As, of course, this is not the only game going on in Coleman County this weekend or in North Alabama alone, as we'll get you some updates.
So let's take a quick break, Brillen, and we'll come back with those updates here in just a moment. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads.
Well, some updates from around the county here in West Point. That game against Hayden. Hayden leads that one 7-0, last week's game of the week. Again, this one, Fairview and Corner. You're scoreless here. Cold Spring scoreless against Tarrant in the first quarter, and Good Hope leads Fayette County 6-0 in quarter number one. Albertville with a 3-point lead against Coleman in quarter number one. That one at Oliver Woodard Stadium in Coleman. Fultondale leads Hansville 7-0 in Hansville, and J.B. Pennington 1-point advantage against Holly Pond.
We've dropped down to 68 degrees here as Corner snaps the ball and the referee throws out his yellow flag.
As this one's probably going to be on the offense, and no matter what the throw got, it's not going to matter, as quarterback Skylar Lara threw a bullet pass to one of his wide receivers, I believe that was Parvis, and tried to haul it in, but flag's going to whistle them or pull them back a little bit.
You're listening to Friday Night Live. We're glad you're with us. If you know somebody who would like to hear the broadcast, but it's outside of our coverage area, that's not a problem. Fire up the TuneIn app on your smartphone. Search for WRJM. Those are our call letters. And you can also listen to the broadcast on Coleman's Live 95. We had quite a few comments last week from Wilson, Dylan. Those people that were tuning us in from Florence.
Yeah, a lot of people were tuning in to hear their favorite team on the road. And again, a few more updates. Locust Fork leads Vimont in quarter number one, and Addison and Southeastern scoreless. So that's an update around the county right now.
Third down, 21 yards to go as corner takes another shot at it.
And
not going
to
get
Lara's going to air it out to Parvis, yeah. And Parvis short. Cornerback almost there to intercept it.
I think he overthrew it a little bit, didn't he?
Yeah,
about a yard or two.
Overthrew it just a little bit. If the cornerback had a little more speed, it would have been interception for sure. As 4th and 21 after the penalty assessed on the second down. And then they're just going to send the special teams unit out to kick it away and get rid of it.
Well, Dylan, one thing we're really proud of here at Live 95, and we've got that crisp, clear audio signal on the FM, and we're pretty proud of our broadcast here, too. You're trying to sound like we are literally in the studio coming to you live from Dafford Smith Stadium in Fairview, Alabama.
This one is going to be kicked up, and it's going to be good. Fielded about the 25-yard line, and that's where Fairview will take it once the offense gets on the field. As we'll get to see quarterback Dane Black, the junior, take his team back on the field with a lot of seniors. He's got Garrett Dunn and Scoop Bennett. They're both seniors. Ethan Holland, a senior as well. But sophomore back Ethan Satterfield's one of the players to watch, as he's, again, only in the 10th grade, but he's got a lot to go with.
9 seconds on the play clock.
As hands off to the back, that's going to be to
Yeah, he
Grant
got
Howard.
A couple of yards out of it, but I think something happened. It looks like he went down at about the 20-something yard line. Maybe the 16-yard line, it looks like.
2nd and 9 here, actually, to say a 1 yard gain, so about maybe the 15 or 16, 17,
17.
Actually. We're moving forward
we'll get
this
to
time.
It in a minute.
We're moving forward this time as Fairview
has the ball. Yep.
Left as we.
Let's see if we get it right, yeah. Right to left as you look at your dashboard.
Yeah, yep. There you go.
Okay.
2nd down and 9 now as Dane Black hands off and looks like he was going to hand off to one of the backs and go forward, but they're going to stop him there. Maybe about a 1 yard gain.
If you would like to be part of the Friday Night Live broadcast, we'd love to have you as part of our broadcast team. Sponsor us. Send us an email. It's pretty easy to do nowadays. studio@live95coleman.com. And we will make sure that you get an announcement as part of our broadcast each and every Friday night.
3rd and 8 now is about a 1 yard gain there. And it will be spotted on the 18-yard line. 9:53 to play in this first half. Black gets the snap. He's going to air it out. And it's going to be caught. In a big gain by Ethan Holland. That's going to be
I can't do math. 12-yard gain? He's down on about the 30, I think.
Definitely a first down here. That's going to be fielded about the, let's see, I'm going to say about the 40-yard line. Just a little bit back. 35.
Not that far.
35.
Yeah. We'll split it halfway.
There we go.
I called 40. You called 30.
Hands off to Black, that is. Hands off to number 2, Grant Howard. And he pushed forward and could be down about the 39.
9:18 left in the second quarter of the first half, producer Melissa.
2nd and 7 on the 39-yard line here. As we're still scoreless here, the home team with the ball. As they went into a little bit of a huddle, now they're out of the huddle. Kind of a spread here. As they're going to hand off to Grant Howard again. And
got a couple of yards out of that play.
A let's say, about maybe a two-yard gain there as they went to the left. Let's see what they say. They're going to say they're going to spot on the 49, so it'll be third and four.
It's on the 41, it looks like. 39, 41, it's just 2 yard difference.
Yeah.
Third down, fourth to go, according to the scoreboard, with 8 minutes, 21 seconds now left in the second quarter.
One man to the right of the quarterback. Quarterback rolls right, flag
on
the
play.
So I think this one's going to go on the Yellow Jackets. And we'll wait to see what they say.
Starting to feel that cool north breeze a little bit here, Dylan.
Yeah, it is cooling off. Again, expected to be in the low 60s by the time this one's over. As we're about 8 minutes from halftime here. As
these games just fly by, especially when you're on the radio describing them to people.
Oh, yeah. If you want to come out here and see this one, it's going to be a great one out here. It just feels great. And if you're across town in another game, it probably feels great there, too.
Still scoreless, though. 0-0 with 8 minutes and 12 seconds left in the second quarter.
As we'll try to keep you updated on some other county games going on.
And we've been pretty close. We almost, in fact, we had a touchdown, but it was overruled due to a holding call, Dylan?
I think it may have been two penalties. I'm thinking if it set them back up in offensive yards, because a holding penalty would have sent them back to a fourth down, and they would have just kicked it. Well, must have been two penalties that may have offset each other. I'm thinking.
But they're still holding each other pretty good at this point.
Fourth and four here, and they're going to take a timeout to discuss what they wanted to do. As I thought they'd keep the quarterback out here, we're not going to stay out here. Stay tuned. This is Friday Night Live here on Live 95.5.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Cullman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Cullman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, to buy a home or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Cullman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Cullman since 1989, Cullman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Cullman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes, too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Cullman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Cullman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Cullman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit CullmanSportsFit.com.
Welcome back to Dafford Smith Stadium on the campus of Fairview High School.
Neither team really hard to handle right now, but not for lack of trying, Dylan.
Not at all. As Skylar Lehrer comes back on the field as corner gets the ball back at about the 35-yard line, as that's when they'll start their drive. Hands off to Millwood. Millwood, he'll get knocked back. Flag on the play here. This one's probably going to go on the defense. And flag spotted at 35.
If you're flipping through the
holding
dial
on the offense, sorry,
if you're
about that.
That's all right. If you're flipping through the dial tonight, you've reached Live 95, Coleman's Live 95, where we're coming to you live from Dafford Smith Stadium in Fairview, Alabama. It's the Fairview game versus corner, and the score is currently scoreless with 7:55 left in the second quarter. We're setting up for another play.
This is going to be first and 20 as penalty goes on the offense for holding. So now spotted at the 25-yard line.
Corner, your Yellow Jackets have got the ball.
Corner have got themselves into a corner, so to speak. As Lara gets a snap, rolls to his right, and throws it.
Looks like it's caught.
going to be caught about the 39, as that's number 12. I believe that's number 12. I've got on here Logan Entrekin, the wide receiver. Yet to see Blaze Pickle yet pick up a catch. I'm waiting for him.
That I believe is a real name. I had instructed Dylan earlier to make up names for people we didn't have their names on.
That's a real one.
That's a real one.
As Skyler Lara gets a snap and throws to easy pass to the... That's going to be number 6. I got him here as... I believe that was Blaze Pickle.
Okay.
As try to go with the screen pass and could not haul it in.
Slow down there. You're making me hungry, Blaze Pickle.
Third and 8 now on the 37-yard line.
6 minutes and 55. About 6:56 left.
So just under 7 minutes to go, yep. As Lara airs it out, and it's tipped.
Tipped.
No good. Fourth down coming up. Yep. As Fairview defense made a big stop there.
Let's go ahead and update around the county again real quick. Hayden is leading West Point 7-6. Of course, no score in the Fairview Corner game, which we're covering. No score in the Cold Springs Tarrant game. Good Hope leading Fayette County 12. I do believe Good Hope is the game to be following next week, Dylan.
I think so, too.
And Albertville leading Coleman 3-0. And Fultondale over Hansville currently 13-2. We set up for another play here.
As they're just going to boot this one away. And it's going to be Fairview's ball again. They're going to field that at the 25-yard line.
Yep. J.B. Pennington and Holly Pond currently tied at 14. Locust Fork leading Vinemont 17-0. Lynn over Meek 14-0. And Southeastern versus Addison also 0-0.
That's something I don't want to hear about, the 17-0 lead Locust Fork has on Vinemont, my alma mater. But unfortunately, maybe they'll get it together, as you know, we've seen a lot of games around the county this season. Teams have big leads and it just go away. It
vanishes, yep. Kind of an interesting topic of conversation. I remember at the beginning of the season we were discussing which games to cover and which teams might be best. And, you know, we sort of migrate towards the teams that have the dominant positions.
As Fairview's back, Satterfield makes a big gain. Flag on the play now. They're going to say it's going to be a face mask on the defense. So that'll be a automatic first down here. Fairview offense back on the field here. We've got Dane Black at quarterback. Jordan Yearwood's probably not in this one anymore. He was the starter here for one of the wide receivers. Garrett Dunn, one of the backs, and Scoop Bennett, one of the wide receivers, not to mention Grant Howard and Ethan Holland. But the go-to player tonight so far has been a mix between Grant Howard and Ethan Satterfield, the other sophomore back. As this team stacked with seniors.
Lined up for another play. We're about to throw it. Complete to number 10.
Ooh,
it's about the...
drop there as he could not get a... Could not haul
almost
it.
Almost complete Bennett, to number 10.
Scoop Bennett dropped it. And incompletion pass intended for Bennett from Black. 6:17 to go. We're 2nd and 10 on the 36 here at Dafford Smith Stadium. Fairview, the home team here, and they've got the ball right now.
6 minutes, 17 seconds left in the second quarter. Second down and 10 with the ball on the 36-yard line.
As Satterfield in motion.
Can hear both ends warming up on each sideline.
Quarterback keeper here as Dane Black tries to get forward. And they're going to say maybe about a 2-yard gain there. Third and hopefully... 3rd and 8. 3rd and 9 now.
Dylan, it looks like they're talking it over, so let's take a quick break, too. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Hey, guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Scissors Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Cullman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Cullman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, to buy a home or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Davert Smith Stadium is the setting for tonight. This is Friday Night Live here on Live 95.5. Fairview gets it to Scoop Bennett. Dropped. Fourth down coming up.
Well, he caught it again, but he seems to, I don't know, it's not the same guy every time, but he dropped it on his way down near the 50-yard line.
Dane Black's pass intended for Scoop Bennett, the senior wide receiver. That's his second drop tonight, as he's not had a good night getting the ball in. And it'll send the punt unit back out for Fairview. 5:40 to go in this half. We're in the first half. It's going to be 4th and 9 here. They're just going to boot it away. We've got some returners for corner back at about the 25 to 30 yard line.
5 minutes and 40 seconds left till halftime as Fairview punts it back to corner.
This one's going to be picked up by number 11. He's just going to field it easily. That's number 11.
Caught it about the 30. Y'all stay tuned as we get to halftime in about 5 minutes. We'll be bringing you the sounds of both the corner band and the Fairview band here on Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95. Dylan Diemert alongside Jay Fuller, bringing you action from Fairview High School tonight.
What a great night to be out here, too, as we are just...
About every time I say that, it drops another degree. It's 67 degrees now.
As Skylar Lara gets a snap, hands off to Millwood. Millwood tries to push forward. Fairview defense there to
brought
stop.
Back. Yep.
I'll say that both teams, this has been a defensive match here.
Certainly.
As a defensive game of checkers here, as both teams still scoreless with 5 minutes to play in the first half, that is. You know, we've yet to see... maybe two or three plays really go for long yardage, but both defenses really ready for each other.
We did have that one exception. We know what can be done. Fairview did complete a touchdown, but there was penalties associated with it, and it was erased from existence, Dylan, just like a sci-fi novel.
Corner's offense not getting going tonight. Maybe they'll do it here as Lara keeps it.
Number
and Lara's going
to
break free.
Down to about the 40.
That's going to be first down at the 40-yard line. Big gain for the Yellow Jackets.
Speaking of halftime, a little sympathy for everyone listening on the radio, as you're not here and cannot partake in the wonderful food which we're about to be partaking in. But we're glad you're with us Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Wouldn't want you to be anywhere else. Well, safe at least, as Lara hands off to the back. Back gets a hole,
and
that's 50-yard line.
Yep, came around the rest of the football players and dashed across the 40 and the 45.
That handoff went to Garrett Harvest, number 10, the halfback. And that's going to be a...
Yeah, I'm waiting for that scoreboard update. It looks like we're now on the 50.
Second
down,
one
yard to go.
Just about 4 minutes to play in this half. Lara gets a snap, hands off to...
Number 10.
That's again Harvest. And
brought down right on about the 51. But that, I think that was enough yardage to get the first down, wasn't it?
First down and then some. So about 3:55 to play in this half. Corner with a first and 10 at about the 47-yard line. First time in Fairview territory. While snap to Lara. Lara fades right,
runs across the 50 and throws it
to Blaze Pickle,
to get it,
and
but it
could not get it.
Dropped.
Nope. That's actually Logan Entrekin, pass intended for him. Second and 10 on the 47. They'll try this one again.
3 minutes and 31 seconds left in the second quarter.
Props to the Fairview defense so far tonight as they've been holding this quarter offensive line except for this one last game to get us to where we're at on the 47-yard line, 3 yards into enemy territory. Hands off to Millwood. Millwood finds a hole. He's getting forward, and he'll be down.
About the 30, it looks like.
Another touch, another first down.
Yeah, I didn't see who had it.
As I believe I saw number 24.
Ball on the 32-yard line now.
I've got Eli Spiegel on my roster as number 24.
Corner attempting to march on down the field.
Hands off to Millwood. Millwood finds another hole and pushing in again. We were just talking about how great this defensive line was holding.
Well, they still brought him down, Dylan.
They still got him down, but another consecutive first down.
He made it to about the 23-yard line, I'm thinking. 25.
Second and 10 now.
And second and 3.
Second and 3, as I thought it was a first down there. Just short.
I knew it was close.
Got about the 25-yard line, and they're gonna whistle this one, say it's timeout. We'll take a timeout right with them. This is Friday Night Live here on Live 95.5.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Welcome back to Dafford Smith Stadium as Millwood's going to go right to the end zone, and we got our first touchdown here for the corner Yellow Jackets.
I'm looking for the flag. Was there a flag? No flag.
No flags on this one. That's going to be a big first touchdown. As
I have seen that over and over again this year, Dylan. You know, a touchdown right before halftime to get a little life back into the game. We saw that in our first game this year with Hansville and Cold Springs.
As that one was an absolute
battle. Those guys were tied right after halftime. So before now Hansville pulled ahead. Yep, about to do the kick.
Extra point up and
low.
I think it made it.
Okay.
As now,
don't listen to me. Listen to Dylan.
Corner takes a 7-point lead here with 2:38 to play in the first half, and after going scoreless for nearly 30 minutes, we've got our first score here, and that's going to be the corner Yellow Jackets to get on the board first. Well, while we got a little break here, let's update you on some regional action here. As some updates from around the horn. West Point and Hayden, as we were covering West Point and Wilson last week, West Point lost, of course, to Wilson, but they're leading Hayden 12-7. Tarrant leads Cold Springs 14-0. Good Hope leads Fayette County 12-0. Albertville and Coleman tied at 3 apiece. Fultondale leads Hansville 26-0 in the second quarter. J.B. Pennington leads Holly Pond 22-14 in the second quarter. And Vinemont and Locust Fork 17-6 in favor of Locust Fork.
Getting ready to kick it off again with 2 minutes and 38 seconds left here at Dafford Smith Stadium in Fairview, Alabama. Fairview versus corner. The score now, corner 7, Fairview 0.
Kick is up and looks like it'll be fielded around the 1-yard line. Brought back by didn't see his number as he just got creamed by a group of people there.
Creamed on about the 20, it looks like.
First and 10 with 2:31 to play in this half at about the 15-yard line for Fairview. And that's where Dane Black and the offense will start out. Returned by Earwood, good for about 15 yards.
Yep, it's on the 15-yard line. 2 minutes and 30 seconds left in the second quarter.
Fairview working left as you listen. Right to left as you listen. That's how Tommy would say it.
Yep.
Black with the snap. Looks like he's going to air it out. He's going to send it down to...
Just a little bit overthrown, but very, very close.
Jordan Earwood, and it was, just overthrown by just a little bit. Had he been there, this may have been a tie ball game. Pass intended for number 6, Jordan Earwood. So now 2nd and 10 from the 15.
2 minutes, 25 seconds left in the second quarter, first half. And at least 3 more chances to do that same play again, Dylan. Maybe.
Maybe more. Maybe less.
That's true.
As one man to the left of the quarterback. Low snap again, hands off to the back. That's going to be Satterfield.
Yay.
Tries to...
He got through a couple of defenders and got to about the 21-yard line, it looks like.
I don't think that's going to be enough here as... Oh, well, it will be enough. It will be 3rd and possibly about 5 from the 22-yard line. It's going to be 3rd and 4. So another go at it. I was thinking it was 3rd and 10, but no, it is 2nd and 10. Now it's 3rd and 4. Offense gets one more shot at this.
Fairview still got the ball on the 22-yard line. Moving from right to left.
1:45 to play in this half. Black gets the snap. In trouble. Hands goes right to Scoop Bennett. Scoop Bennett.
20.
He's got
down
some
the
speed.
Field. 40, 45, 50, 50 40. 45, 40. Brought down on about the 31-yard line. Dylan, we may have a tie game by the end. Let's keep hope alive.
Right at the 30-yard line, Scoop Bennett with a big gain in front of the home team as he is a senior wide receiver for this Fairview Aggies team.
Very good run. I thought he was going to make it a little farther, but the corner guys did get around and were able to cut him off. Looks like it's on the 32-yard line.
So now 1st and 10 from the 32. Man in motion. Quarterback gets a snap. Pressured again. He's going to keep
kinda
this one, and he's going to get to the
29, I'm thinking.
And it looks like he took a pretty hard hit, but he's okay as they're going to fix his shoulder pads there. Guy from corner there showing some sportsmanship and helping him out.
Making a good bit of yardage down the field. 1 minute, 15 seconds left here in the second quarter at Dafford Smith Stadium in Fairview, Alabama.
2nd and 8 here from the 30-yard line.
Fairview moving to tie this one up. Right now, our corner is in the lead, 7-0. Fairview has got the ball on the 30-yard line. Only 30 yards to go, Dylan.
It's not far out, so let's see what they do. Maybe they'll air it out or hand to the back. Gets it. He's going to be pressured. Black gets it off in time.
Right
to the wide receiver. He's going to go all the way for a big Fairview Aggie touchdown. No, it's going to be stripped. And it's going to be picked up by corner. And this one is just an utter heartbreaker here. As Scoop Bennett, the wide receiver, had it all the way into the end zone and just had it.
I really think the officials need to discuss that one.
As I think he may have made the play before it was.
Well, they brought the ball back to 21 now, or have they?
As they're going to see what they're going to do here. They're going to field it where the corner.
Yeah.
Where the corner interception happened.
The 8-yard line.
As the home crowd, not happy about that one. I wouldn't be too, as Scoop Bennett had the go-ahead touchdown and then was stripped from him. So now corner gets
corner
it. Millwood.
Run down and,
Millwood runs right, can't find any room, and he's going to be tackled. No game.
Right
there.
Into 3 very upset Fairview guys.
I'd be mad too.
Yeah.
Scoop Bennett had the home run ball all the way to the end zone, broke a tackle.
I'm impressed you followed all that. So many things happened so quickly. I was just like, wow, what just happened?
Well, it looks like they're going to take a break. We're going to take a break, too. This is Friday Night Live here on Live 95.5.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes, too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Welcome back to Dafford Smith Stadium. Corner Yellow Jackets so far have kind of been hard to handle here, as they got the first score of the night. We're at about 35 seconds to go in the second or first half, leading up to the second half. Halftime coming up in a matter of seconds now. Corner with the ball after getting a big strip at the 1 yard line against Fairview, as Scoop Bennett had a go ahead touchdown just to have it stripped away from him at the 1 yard, as Skyler Lara fakes the throw, hands off to Millwood, and down at the 29-yard line. With
you think Fairview should be catching on to that play by now. We've seen that three or four times now.
Skyler Lara really faking the throw there. He even had me fooled for a second until I realized he didn't even have the ball in his hands.
Now I keep focusing my attention on the concession stand. We're supposed to be getting some food back as we've got 5 seconds left in the quarter. And it is halftime at this game here in Fairview, Alabama.
So it looks like Fairview will head to the locker room and talk this one over, as they had a very disappointing first half. Had two attempts at touchdowns that would have been a 14-7 lead here, but instead both had different outcomes than expected. For corner, they've got a 7-point lead as they head into the locker room, so maybe they'll carry the momentum on, as Coach Zach Willis will talk to his team.
Yeah, the first attempted touchdown happened almost at the end of the first quarter, and it basically he ran it all the way in, but it was brought back due to a penalty. And I'm still not real sure what was the penalty, Dylan?
I think it had to be two offsetting penalties there, because it brought the ball back to Fairview. I thought it should have been a fourth and four again. They should have just went for the field goal unit.
Yep, and then corner was able to score a touchdown at the beginning of the second quarter. And it was pretty much immediately answered by Fairview. They ran it on down, then on the next set of downs, made it all the way in, but then it was... Well, tell them what happened, Dylan.
Scoop Bennett had it scooped. That's a little play on words there. Real quick, as the bands come out, we'll update you on some scores real quick.
Yeah, I've got it here. Hayden is leading West Point at the end of the second quarter, 13-12. That's a pretty tight game. Corner leading Fairview. If you're listening to our broadcast, you should know that by now. Corner 7 leading Fairview, 0 at halftime. Tarrant over Cold Springs currently, 20-0. And Good Hope leading Fayette County. That game has gotten a little closer, 12-7. Coleman has pulled ahead of Albertville, currently 10-3 at the end of the second quarter. Fultondale over Hansville, 35-0 right now. And Holly Pond over J.B. Pennington, J.B. Pennington over Holly Pond, 22-14. Locust Fork leading Vinemont, 24-6. Lynn leading Meek, 14-6. And Southeastern falling behind to Addison, 22-0. Those are your regional scores. As you listen to Friday Night Live, we're happy to bring it to you each and every week here on Friday Night Live. We'll be back in just a moment with some sounds of the Fairview Marching Band.
Hey, guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissors Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissors Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, The team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Cullman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Cullman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, to buy a home or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Cullman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95, WRJMLP Coleman. And tune in now to hear the sounds of the Corner Yellow Jacket Marching Band. And we'll bring you some sounds of the Fairview Marching Band here in just a few moments, too. Thank you. listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95. Back with more of the bands in a moment.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes, too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, Cardio Sculpt, or Dance Fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors-only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Just realized I had the wrong headset on. This is the music of the Fairview Marching Band. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Live 95. Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95. The sounds of the Fairview Aggie marching band. Jay Fuller alongside Dylan Diemert watching probably one of the more competitive games in Coleman County, wouldn't you say?
I would say so, as we've got a 7-0 ball game here in favor of the visiting Yellow Jackets so far. And a lot of the games around the county, around the region, you know, they're dealing with either some pretty close matchups or blowouts. In the case of, you know, maybe a Locust Fork Vinemont so far.
Certainly a match of the defensive teams here. As some other games happening around the region, let's go ahead and update you on some of those. Good Hope over Fayette County, 12-7. Coleman leading Albertville, 17-3 at halftime. Wasn't long ago. That game was 3-0, Dylan.
Not long ago at all.
Yeah, Fultondale, 40 over Hansville, 0. J.B. Pennington leading Holly Pond, 22-14. Locust Fork leading Vinemont, 30-6. Lynn leading Meek, 14-6. And Addison over Southeastern, 41-0. That's not a competitive game, Bill.
We've got to get Addison Bulldogs on for a game. We got to do Friday Night Live from Addison sometime or somewhere there visiting close. Seems like Addison's having a phenomenal season, as they were the only team ranked in the state rankings at the beginning of the season.
So I see you are now sporting a jacket as the temperature continues to drop out here.
That's right.
We're down to 66 degrees now.
Early in September, and it's already getting down, yeah, to the mid to low 60s.
I enjoyed my hamburger from the concession stand at halftime. That was phenomenal.
I have to say I did, too. I thought it was great, as, you know, we're working on that food review show.
Yeah.
That halftime food review. But I look to see Corner get the ball back here in the second half as Fairview was receiving. So yep. Go back to Corner here.
Both teams are already back on the field, kind of stretching out and getting ready to play the second half. And we'll bring it to you right here on Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95 right after these messages.
Hey, guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, to buy a home or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, 820. 66 degrees as we come to you live from Dapper Smith Stadium in Fairview, Alabama. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95, WRJMLP. Coleman, Jay Fuller alongside Dylan Diemert. What'd you think so far, Dylan? Pretty good game?
Like you said, defensive matchup so far. And again, 7-0, your score, Corner lead here. As they'll get the ball back to begin the second half. I think for Fairview, they're the home team. You got to restart your offense here, get it going again. They had some pretty disappointing plays in the first half. Hopefully they'll take that and get revenge here, as this game is a game of revenge, as you remember last year.
You know, I'm conveniently forgetting the parts where they, you know, were brought back or the touchdowns were undone. I saw two Fairview touchdowns. I saw them with my own eyes.
We both did.
Problem is, they're not on the scoreboard.
They just didn't happen the way we hoped it did, and As a lot of the people around here thought it did.
That's right.
But so far, I say it's still a good matchup. I'm not going to count any team out yet. It's still 7-0. That's nobody's in the lead too far, and nobody's too far back to, you know, score again. Fairview controls its destiny here. It's still containable for Corner. If you want to take a big lead here, now's your chance. They get the ball back. But I look to see this Fairview defense hold them down. This may be a really low-scoring win for either team.
You know, referring to the entire season here in regional play that we've covered for you this year on Friday Night Live, anything can happen in the third quarter. I mean, you know, games with 21-point spreads become tied in the third quarter.
Well, just remember at West Point, you know, it wasn't a win for the Warriors. They still brought it back pretty close at one point into the fourth quarter off of a crazy touchdown pass that just shouldn't have happened. It was a last-chance giveaway, just kind of a heave that was turned into a touchdown by West Point. Maybe we'll see some kind of magic here tonight.
Well, let me put you on the spot real quick, Dylan, before we set up to do the initial kick here in the third quarter. If you were the Fairview coach, what would you have told your players at halftime?
Well, from what I heard from our interview just a while back, he said, you know, he wanted his team to show up, and I think his team has shown up for the most part, as, you know, they haven't gone too far, but they've got to shake it off, really. They've got to shake off those close touchdowns that were ruled back. So I think the motto may have been some Taylor Swift lyrics that was.
You're right. Well, the third quarter just kicked off. The ball was kicked to Corner. Corner is trying to dance around with it as they do a serenade around some Fairview players, but they are on the ground. It looks like on about the 40-yard line.
Yeah, it's going to be spotted about the 40. I'd say about 39 if they're going to rule it 1 yard short. I think they're going to rule it 1 yard short
I
there.
I hope that did not put a horrible picture in some people's minds as they listen to us here on Friday Night Live.
I'd hope not either. So now first and 10 from the 39 as looks like Skylar Lair is going to take over. He's going to quarterback keeper here. Yeah. He's going to go for about first down and some.
They have made that play there so many times tonight. And I fall for it every time. Doing the little sneak handoff. You know, you follow the wrong player thinking he's got the ball. And they seem to be working with it. I mean, that was a gain of, what, about 8?
I'd say that's a gain of about 12, as it's going to be a first down from the 48 now. So,
yep.
First down plus 2.
Corner again, got the ball, 11:32 in the third quarter.
Skylar Lara fakes the throw, hands off to Millwood. Millwood got a big opening, and it's going to be another big corner first down.
I don't think that was a fake that time. I think he actually threw it.
I think he got you again. Skylar Lara.
I give up. I'm going to take a pay cut right now.
Skylar Lara faked the throw again, handed off to his back, and the running game just wins again. So that's not how you want to open up if you're
nope.
Fairview.
As the ball moves to the 32-yard line.
Yeah, they're going to whistle this one dead. Probably going to be a false start on the offense. That's the first one of the night. As remember, in Hansful, false starts just
it's over and over and
yeah.
over again. Yep.
So it looks like they can go back 5 yards. Probably going to be a false start on the offense. Skylar Lara will have to go back a little bit. They still got first down. This will be first and 15.
Again, if you'd like to be part of the Friday Night Live broadcast, we'd love to have you on board as a sponsor. All you have to do is send us an email to studio@live95coleman.com. Of course, we work very hard to engineer this broadcast to be crystal clear as long as you're within our reception area.
Lara
that was a gain
off,
there of, about 7 yards?
Lara hands off to his left, goes to Millwood. Millwood pushes about 3 yards up. So that's going to be a first and... We've got some
first and people standing between us and the scoreboard.
Yeah.
Second down and 11 to go, Dylan, on the 33.
Second and 11, yes, on the 33. Lara, bobble snap, picked up by the back, and he's going to push forward, and maybe about a 2-3 yard gain there. Third down coming up. Ball spotted on the...
10 minutes and 22 seconds left in the third quarter.
I can't tell.
It's like the 31, third and 9 on the 31.
Because you've got a little better of a vantage point than I do. Third and 9. As snaps off, Hands off to the back, and forward progression is not going to help them there as they're going to whistle this one down at about the... I'm going to have to go ahead and go on a limb and say about the 30-yard line there, so it's not going to be good enough for a first down.
Yeah, I've already given up on trying to follow the ball with this team. They keep doing so many secret hands-offs. And
the option didn't work that time, but...
Fairview is catching on, I do believe.
So this one's going to be... Quarterback's going to stay out, so I guess they're going to go for it on fourth down.
Yep, fourth down, seven to go on the 29-yard line.
Lara going to air it out. He's going to roll to his left.
Runs one way, then runs the other way.
Lara's going to keep down. It. First down, maybe some more. I think he's got a first down
looks
here.
Looks to me on about the 35-yard line. I'll get it right in a minute.
I'm going to say no, and I think 25-yard line. Offense is going to come take over. That's going to be a turnover.
That's not going to be enough. Okay.
Not enough, as quarterback keeper wasn't good enough.
Good news for our local listeners here. Fairview gets the ball back. Current score is corner 7, Fairview 0, with 9:09 left in the third quarter.
First
Fairview
down.
Got to get some points on the board to keep this game alive.
Well, again, this could still go anyway, Jay, as it is only 7-0 as snaps off. Quarterback has it going to throw to Scoop again. And
that was completed, but he was brought down on about the 30, maybe the 29. We know Fairview can do it. We've already seen two touchdowns. They were just overturned. So definitely a good chance in this ball game that Fairview can get some points on the board.
As Dane Black rolled to his left and found Scoop Bennett, the one that had the ball stripped on the 1-yard line, an unfortunate play for him. Hopefully it's some fuel to move forward.
Second down, 6 to go, ball on the 29-yard line.
Dane Black with Grant Howard in the backfield beside him. Probably will go off with a handoff here, 2nd and 6 on the 29. He'll fake the handoff, keep it himself, and he's going to push forward for about maybe 3 yards here.
My guess would have been 4. And while we're throwing some numbers out there, Dylan, we might as well tell everyone we dropped another degree to sit up. Okay, 2 degrees. We're now 65 degrees.
That's a 3rd and 5 at the Fairview 30-yard line there. Third down, and Dane Black's going to make something up here as, you know, 5 wide here.
The crowd the backfield. Is really starting to get into this one now. I'm starting to hear him over there.
Grant Howard, the only man in the backfield. Quarterback looks for some advice from the sideline. Found what he needed. Hands it off to Howard. Howard takes it forward. Finds an opening on the
coming
right
down,
side.
He's going to 40, 35, 50, 45. Down on the 43-yard line. And I think I was counting the wrong way there for a moment. But I corrected myself pretty quickly.
Grant Howard looking for the face mask there. Ball spotted at about, like you said, about the 35. Oh, no, they're going to spot it at the 43, I'd say.
You are correct, sir.
First 10 from the 43 here for Fairview.
Let's see if we can get this like the professional announcers. First down, Aggies! Okay, that was horrible.
Dayton Black gets the snap. Low snap, hands off to the back.
Off to number 2.
And
going
it's
around.
Howard, and can't
maybe
go forward.
Maybe a yard, maybe. I don't think he made it back to the line of scrimmage.
Grant Howard. And it'd be about a no gain there. Second and actually a 1-yard loss, actually. 2nd and 11 from the 44 now.
I think Fairview should try a different play this time. I don't know.
I would have to think so. 7:05 to play in this third quarter. Black
He's
in motion, throws
it.
To Scoop. Scoop Bennett at the 40, and...
Hit by about 4 corner guys. Okay, make that 8 corner guys.
It took about 8 corner defensemen to get him down, but that's going to be 3rd and about, I'm going to say 3rd and 11 here.
Yeah, he's on about the 42, I think, so he may have lost a yard again.
I think they're going to give him a yard or 2 here. They're going to give him 2.
Give or take, yeah.
We'll
get it straight eventually for you here.
3rd and 9, they're going to give him 2 yards. 6:35 to play in the third quarter.
Dylan, if you get tired of me contradicting, you just tell me to leave. That's fine. I mean,
Black looks for some advice.
The team looks over, yep. 9 seconds left on the play clock.
7 now, 6-5. Got to get the snap off 3-2, gets it off, hands off to Howard.
Gets through down to about the 36.
Yeah, I'd say about 36-yard line.
That was definitely a few yards gained, but not enough to help them as we move to fourth down.
I do believe this will be fourth down. This will be fourth and eight here.
I think they gained a little bit. Maybe not.
Maybe fourth and three.
They gained a little bit. 5 minutes and 55 seconds left here in the third quarter.
Both teams will call. We'll take a timeout here. We'll take a timeout, too, right with them. This is Friday night.
Many things to discuss, Dylan. We'll be back in a minute on Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
We are back here, and this one is hard to handle. Dafford Smith Stadium, the setting tonight as Fairview fourth and third here. As quarterbacks going to stay on the field, they're going to go for it here. 3 yards to go. I'll say, why not? Dane Black to get snapped, get some advice real quick. He's got Howard in the backfield beside him to his right.
Draining those precious seconds right there off the game clock and off the
back
play clock.
Back in motion, snap low.
Long
fires
through
at the
to number
scoop
10.
And
he's got it down to the 10.
And
brought down on about the 7, and he did not drop the ball. He did not fumble. So we are going to move up to the 7-yard line.
Corner player that was on the pursuit there, that was number 9. For corner, I've got him down as, I don't. Number 9 for corner lost his helmet. He'll go to the bench. Guys, that's usually the rule there. They'll go to the
His
bench.
Name is No Helmet there.
No Helmet. No Helmet McHelmety.
Okay, we have a
flag on the play here, and that's probably going to be a
holding?
False start on the offense.
Oh, okay.
So that'll be a 5-yard penalty assessed against Fairview. That'll send them back to
I've been watching too much Alabama and Auburn football, Dylan, so every call is holding to me.
While we got a little break, what did you think about that Alabama game this past weekend?
I thought it was a pretty good scrimmage. I'm kidding. What a game to open the season with, eh?
Yeah, it was. And Auburn had a big win against Georgia Southern. They have the big game this weekend against reigning champion Clemson Tigers, the Battle of Tigers this time. So that'll be the game to watch this weekend.
That'll be pretty exciting tomorrow, too, as the Fairview game continues. Here's a snap. He runs.
That's to Howard, and Howard
pushing,
keep pushing forward, and he'll be knocked back there.
He got maybe a yard or two, but not much. He's on about the 12, it looks like.
I'm thinking the chains are there, so I'm thinking they're going to say that's going to be a first down. We'll wait to see. I don't know why the chains are so close to each other. Short yardage, but it says second and 12 over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, on the 12. Yeah, I was not agreeing with you there, but I wasn't going to say it, Dylan.
I don't know what's going on with the chain gang over here, as this must be a first and goal situation.
4 minutes, 27 seconds left in the third quarter here at Dafford Smith Stadium. You're listening to Corner versus Fairview on Coleman's Live 95 as we throw the football.
A lot of pressure there on the quarterback, but he made a big play off it, throws it out to Scoop Bennett. And
he caught it, and then he went down forward. So would they count that as forward movement, and the ball will be spotted on the 10? I believe so.
Yeah, it will. I think he had the ball in front of him, and
I'm such a football rookie. I should know how that works.
He didn't use the ground to aid him, so that's going to be a completion. It's going to be a 3rd and 10 here, though. So they've got they got 10 yards to go to the end zone. So
basically, might as well just call it 3rd and goal.
3rd and goal, yeah. As Black pressure, hands
it,
screen pass, and tackled.
Yeah.
And about the 8-yard line. So now probably 4th and 8.
Well, you think they should kick it and get some points on the board or take a 4th down shot at it?
Well, I would say if it was early in the game, go for it.
I would say kick it.
I think they may go easy here. I think quarterback's going to stay on the field now.
I think
so.
They're going to be going for it.
Quarterback's going to go for it. So
that's why I'm not a coach.
Why not?
The guy
you
who talks
score,
on the radio.
Go for it. Black.
On the 20-yard line.
Man, throws it. Caught. Touchdown.
I'm glad I'm not the coach. Dylan, I could have totally ruined that play.
Garrett Dunn with the first touchdown of the night.
And they gave the points to the wrong team. Fix that over there on the scoreboard.
Looks like they got it fixed now. 6-7, your score.
Oh, my goodness.
Awaiting the extra kick with 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. And the home team back in it.
We are very close to having a tie game. And that's what makes Friday Night Live so much fun, Dylan. You just don't know which way it's going to go. Of course, we always love to pull for our home teams. And then you get into those awkward positions where you have both teams that are home, or at least in our listening area.
Extra point's good. It's a tie ball game. 7-7 with 3 minutes to play in the second quarter. You're listening to Friday Night Live here on Live 95.5.
The excitement continues. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Cullman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Cullman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, to buy a home or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Welcome back to Dafford Smith Stadium on the campus of Fairview High School.
Kind of funny, we hear a tune from Survivor as Fairview is definitely surviving in this game. They've tied it up 7-7 now, 2 minutes and 53 seconds left in the third quarter. Dylan, we've got a game.
We do, and while we got a little break in the action, we'll update you on some other games going on around the region.
I would love to, just a minute.
Well, in just a minute we will, but we'll get back to this one for now. As corner has ball spotted at the 28-yard line, excuse me, as we're working from left to right as you listen.
We have a couple of tight matches here. Hayden and West Point, 13-12. Of course, Fairview and corner just tied at 7. Tarrant is leading Cold Springs 34-0.
Overthrown by Lara as he was trying to go to number 12, Intricate, as he had
a few
home runs
on the board there, but they failed. Miserably, as we would like to encourage corner to fail miserably. It's good. Fayette County over Goodhope, 14-12 currently. Albertville trailing Cullman, 17-3. And Fultondale leading Hansville, 42-0. J.B. Pennington over Holly Pond, currently 29-14. It's going to be a little harder for Holly Pond to come back on that one, I think. Vinemont has got some points on the board against Locust Fork, but still trailing 30-6.
Another fake throw from Lara, heads off to the back. That goes to number 10, Garrett Parvis, and he's going to be tackled back for a loss of 2.
It'll be third down on the 29. That's not the 29-yard line. It's the 27-yard line. I don't trust that scoreboard, Dylan.
Third and 13, yeah. Is that about a 2-yard loss? They're going to say maybe a 3-yard loss here.
But I do trust the score. It's currently 7-7. We have a tie ball game.
At the 26-yard line. So, one last gasp here for corner.
And then it gets to be Fairview.
Lara hands off
again,
to
he runs
Parvis
through.
Again. Parvis all the way.
Seven,
he could go.
30-20. 10.
Touchdown. Corner. Wow. Garrett Parvis with a go-ahead touchdown with, again, another fake from Lara. Like you said, you thought Fairview would be catching on to that play. They didn't catch it that time. Corner just found a way to the end zone and took the expressway.
Came around all of the Fairview defenders.
Garrett Parvis with an easy go-ahead touchdown there. He had the speed, had no one to beat him. Got all the way in for Pater. Your score 13-7. Awaiting the extra point here with 1:55 to play in this quarter. That's in favor of corner here. Kick is up, and that's going to be good. So now we got a one-score advantage here as the Yellow Jackets lead the Aggies 14-7.
Was I not talking about right at the beginning of the third quarter that many things can happen during the third quarter?
Many things can happen. And
once again, I am proved right.
It'll continue. Coming up in just a little bit, this is Friday Night Live here on Live 95.5.
Let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissors Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissors Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Welcome back to Dafford Smith Stadium on the campus of Fairview High School. As this one has a new lead here, corner takes the lead back 14-7 at 1:55 to play.
The energy has just fueled into this stadium in the last 5 minutes. The corner side, the visitor side being loud. Of course, the Fairview side is now returning the rowdiness to the court. And I think the football team's rallied up, too. Fairview's got the ball, trying to march their way back down the field, and they are doing it. Just crossing the 20-yard line.
Quarterback keeper here from Dane Black. That's going to be for about maybe a 2-yard gain here. Ball was spotted at the 20, maybe going to be at the 22.
My guess would have been a little more than 2, but I believe you are correct, sir. Second down, 8 to go on the 22. It's a pretty good vantage point for not being in the press house, Dylan.
I got to agree, this is the best seat in the house, and you're not even in the house.
And we are set up to broadcast the game to you just to the side of the seating, the audience seating.
One man in the backfield, Dane Black, to get the snap. Snap is lower, and they're going to say false start here.
Not again.
They're going to say false start on the offense. So yep. 5 yards back.
1:10 left in the third quarter of the second half.
So now second. You've got to do a little math here. 8-6-5-4. I'm going the wrong way. 2nd and 13 on the not
22, it says. I don't know if they've updated that yet.
Corrected yet.
The football is across from where we are, so we're having to guess.
I'd say about the 16-yard line. The snap is low, bobbled again, picks it up, throws it to the back, and
no
good.
Nope.
Pass incomplete intended for Grant Howard. It's now 3rd and 13.
Yeah, but it'll be scanning the dial. You found Coleman's Live 95, where we are broadcasting to you live from Dafford Smith Stadium in Fairview, Alabama. Corner leads Fairview 14-7, but at the beginning of the quarter, corner led Fairview 7-0. Became a tied game briefly, and then corner returned the touchdown, and Fairview is now trying to answer back to corner. And now the bands are answering to one another.
Dane Black with the snap. Rolls back. Rolls to his left now.
Throw it.
Pressure.
He
throws
is.
It. Caught. No. They're going to say yes. They're going to say yes. They're going to give out to him. That's going to be probably a first down.
I was honestly about to disagree with the referee, but I don't really think he cares, Dylan. So. But it sure looked like a catch to me, and I'm glad he agreed.
The ref ruled it. Yeah, it's going to be a catch. That's a first down. Fairview first and 10 now. On the 30-yard line. Scoop Bennett with another big completion.
Yep, 37 seconds left in the third quarter. Still a Fairview ball with a fresh set of downs.
But just trailing, under 30 seconds here in the third quarter.
Trailing corner by 7 points, so let's see what they do.
Looks like a quarterback keeper, and
snuck up and got a gain of about three, I believe.
Shouldn't do that too much, as
yeah,
he's
the quarter
pretty...
is basically over. 10 seconds left. They might get one more down in this quarter.
Well, looks like we'll head into the fourth quarter with a big one here. Again, only a 7-point advantage for corner. Fairview still in this one so much.
The fun continues. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95. Back in a moment with the fourth quarter.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Well, welcome back to Dafford Smith Stadium. We're getting ready for the fourth and final quarter of this epic duel between the Corner Yellow Jackets and the Fairview Aggies. This one...
that's happening right now.
Happening
Dylan.
Right now.
That's where here's Van Halen in the background. Want to tell everybody about the third annual Fairview High School Band Car and Tractor Show. Of course, the band boosters fed us some really good food there at halftime. This is happening about a month from now. Actually, a little more than a month. October 28th. From 10 o'clock until 3 right here at the Fairview Town Park. Stay tuned to Live 95. We'll let you know what's happening as we get closer to that date.
Well, this is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95. And snap is off, handed off to Grant Howard. Howard rolling to his right, and he's going to be tripped up. And maybe a gain of maybe 1 yard if he's lucky.
Temperature continues to drop, Dylan. We're down to 65 degrees now.
Feels great for an early September night.
That's right. It feels like October.
We're getting a kind of a preseason for fall weather. Of course, this is Alabama. After all, the weather could warm up, and we could be dealing with a third or fourth summer.
We could be dealing with 120-mile-an-hour winds in a couple of days. Who knows? Probably not. I think by the time that storm gets up here, we should be 40 to 50-mile-an-hour winds, if that.
But Black with another low snap in pressure again. Screen pass to the back, and he's got it. He's got it.
35 down to the 40.
First down for Fairview now, just down past the 40-yard line as they've kind of came out re-energized for this fourth quarter as, again, they're still in this one.
Some other updates around the region. Hayden leading West Point, not leaving West Point, 25-12. Of course, corner leading Fairview 14-7 if you happen to be tuned into this game. Sharon over Cold Springs 34-0. First down and 10.
Black with a low snap, airs it out, and
almost caught, but not quite.
Pass intended for Jordan Earwood, the senior wide receiver.
Fayette County is leading Good Hope 28-12. Coleman still over Albertville 24-3. Have not seen any scores in that game in probably a quarter. Fulton Dale now leading Hansville. You ready for this one, Dylan? 53-0.
Woo!
J.B. Pennington over Holly Pond 36-14. Locust Fork over Vinemont 37-3. Addison now has 48 points over Southeastern. That might be a scrimmage game going on over there.
Tale of two Bulldogs there as handoff to Howard again. Finds a hole, and he's down at the 45-yard line of corner. So now...
yeah, he made it about 15 yards there, I think.
First down from the corner 45.
Marching on down the field, which we need to do to tie the ball game. Fairview trailing corner by 7 points currently, 7-14. On Coleman's Live 95's Friday Night Live.
Black gets a snap, and he's going to air this one out.
Ball.
This paper all the way.
Did not quite catch it.
Short there, could not haul it in.
Yeah, I think that ball was about 2 yards in front of the receiver.
Pass intended for number 10, Scoot Bennett. Pass no good, went 2 yards in front of him, and incomplete. Second and 10 now from the 46.
Yeah. 10 minutes and 19 seconds in this game.
As play clock at about 10 now.
You know, Dylan, I don't think the team is looking to the sideline for instruction as much anymore. As number two continues to run. As
Howard breaks free and gets a first down again for Fairview as they're just picking up first downs left and right.
I'm going to have to guess this one. The 35, 34?
First down at about...
I think it got about 10 yards.
I would agree with you on the 34 there.
They move the chains and walk on up a couple of yards.
I'd say
high five,
right,
34,
yeah.
Right there.
We had it.
Dr. Fuller, you did a good job.
Black gets a snap, airs it back out, and
incomplete.
No good. Pass intended for Ethan
Number three.
Holland. Another senior receiver for this team.
Fans really getting into it. Second down, 10 to go on the 34-9. 58 left in the final quarter of this one, Dylan.
This is a big fourth down if you're Fairview because you want to stay in this one and want to tie it up and possibly take the lead. You still got just under 10 minutes to do it. Second and 10, 34, hands off to Satterfield.
To 30,
no, that's going to be Howard still. Satterfield not back in this one yet. That'll be down at the 25-yard line, third and...
I know that. Yeah, two.
Third and two.
I knew it wasn't 10.
Just about 9:30 to play here in this game. Your score of 14-7 in favor of the corner Yellow Jackets.
As long as Fairview can keep the ball, keep this drive alive.
Quarterback keeper going to go for more than what he needed.
He kept it that time down to about the 18, I believe.
That'll be a first down. First and 10 from about, yeah, I'd say about the 18. I got to agree with you there. That's going to be on the 18. Another correct guess by Jay Fuller.
Don't get used to it.
Hands off to
number
Howard
two,
again.
I believe. Yep, he's running.
And
but he's down on, looks like, I'm going to say the 9.
As they're knocking on the door of the end zone here.
We move into the red zone, if my calculations are correct. The 10, so close.
Second and 1 at the 10, so it's 1 yard away from being a first and goal situation, which is where you want to be with so much time on the clock, and they're going to quarterback keeper here, and they're going to...
Brought down by about 6 corner guys.
Let's see what the movement was here. Third and 1, they're going to keep it where it was. Third and 2, actually a loss of 1 here. Ball spotted at the 11. .8:15 to play in this one. Corner still leads 14-7. Fairview has an opportunity here to tie it up. Hands off to Howard. Howard finds a hole and fumble.
I think I saw a flag go down.
That's going to be a fumble recovery by corner.
Well, a little bit of excitement on the field from that team.
Just a tick under 8 minutes to play here in corner. Gets the ball at around the 11-yard line. So first and 10 from the 10.
For back. Some reason, the corner band sounds really excited about that. Can't say I agree with them.
Here comes Skylar Lara back, and he's going to hand off to Millwood. Millwood pushing forward, and it's going to take about a dozen Fairview tacklers there.
But they're doing their job. Definitely a battle of the defenses tonight, Dylan.
That's another heartbreak for Fairview in the red zone again. As they're no stranger to this so far. Like you said earlier, in the first half, we saw 2 Fairview touchdowns. Ended up coming back. Hands off to Millwood again, and maybe a gain of 2 there.
Maybe, yeah.
Second and 1. They're going to say 3rd and 1 now.
7 minutes and 17 seconds left in this one, Dylan. 14-7, Fairview trails corner. I just don't know what to say. I mean, they were so close.
Well, if you're corner, you keep it in control here.
I don't want to be corner.
you run the clock out, and you get out of this one with a win. But if you're Fairview, you're going to do everything to stop this team. You're going to do everything to get the ball back. Second and, or third and two again. And push forward for a quarter first down.
And Fairview has to keep this team bottled up to stay in the game. I mean, if they get down the field, Fairview's in trouble. But if we can stop them, we're only one touchdown behind.
And there is a fourth and two here. So they're just going to set the punt unit out and just get rid of it.
You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95. Dylan Diemert alongside Jay Fuller. If you'd like to be part of our broadcast, we'd love to hear from you. Send us an email to studio at live95coleman.com. I will talk faster as they're about to play the next set of downs, which is a kick.
They're going to boot it away. It's going to be recovered by... corners are just going to field it at the 48.
When they set up for the next set of downs, we're going to take a quick break here on Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, to buy a home or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Welcome back to Dafford Smith Stadium on the campus of Fairview High School. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95. We got corner and Fairview, and corner leading this one 14-7. With 5 minutes, 52 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Fairview with the ball as quarterback Black hands off to his wideout and picks up a big Aggie first down at the 48.
Gotta make some progress in this set of downs, Dylan. 5 minutes, 49 seconds left. Fairview trails by 7. Just gotta do it.
As this one's gonna be spotted at 36, first down again. 5:45 to play. Hands off to Satterfield. Satterfield tries
the ball to about the 37, I'm going to guess.
Tries to inch forward, and it will be down at about the 34, 36. I'm going to say. They haven't updated it yet. Second and two at the 34. They're going to say no gain. Second and 10, again at 36.
5 minutes, 15 seconds left to play.
Dane Black to receive the snap. Low snap again. Going to air it out
air
to
it out.
Scoop. And
he's
going to be...
very, very close, but I do not see that he
one
made
yard
it
line.
Away. One of the 1 yard line.
As Scoop Bennett gets to the 1 yard line.
What could have been
a go-ahead.
I can't handle
touchdown.
This, Dylan.
First down. 1 yard to go here. Fairview, 5 minutes to play.
Knocking
don't
on
go
the
anywhere.
Door.
And they're going to hand it from the back. And they're going to say touchdown. And that'll be the call here. We got almost a tie ball game now. Your score, 13-14.
Fantastic.
A big-time Aggie touchdown here. Winning the extra point.
While we're setting up for the extra point, let's find out what else is going on in regional play. Hayden is ahead of West Point right now, 31-12, Dylan.
Wow.
Of course, Fairview in corner, 13-14 as we kick the extra point. Tearing over Cold Springs, 34-0. Good Hope trailing to Fayette County, 28-14. Coleman still over Albertville, 24-3. And the extra point is good. We have a tie ball game, Dylan. Woohoo!
4:47 to play here, and this one's tied up. Like you said, Friday Night Live can go either way. With that said,
I almost can't even say this one with a straight face. Fultondale leading Hansville 60-0.
That's not even funny.
That's getting embarrassing. Can't pick on them too much. Hansville was very nice to us a few weeks ago.
Hey, I have no disrespect for Hansville. Maybe we'll see Hansville next week as they've got to take on 3A regional.
I think we're wanting to see Good Hope next week, aren't we? We're hoping?
Hoping. We can hope. We can hope that everything's good with them.
J.B. Pennington leading Holly Pond 42-14. Locust Fork over Vinemont 44-6. Lynn leading Meek 28-12. Addison also now up to almost the quality of Hansville. Addison leading Southeastern. I keep saying leaving. I mean leading 54-0. Back to our tie ball game.
Well, they might as well be leaving. It's 57-0. They might as well go ahead and just get on the bus and get out of there.
14-14 with 4 minutes and 47 seconds left. Let's see some defense, Fairview.
They got everybody up really close. Maybe they're going to go for the onside here. And they do.
You read that really well.
And may went 10 yards. And Fairview may have had it. Fairview bench is saying they have it. They don't have it.
Yeah, looking like the refs are pointing the other direction.
Worth a shot, though. I don't blame them for that one. Folks, don't go anywhere. This one's going to be a doozy here.
All right, 4 minutes, 44 seconds left in this one. We have a tie ball game, 14-14.
As corner offense takes the field, they've been firing at all cylinders so far.
They're going to talk about it for a moment. We're going to talk about it, too. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Live 95.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, to buy a home or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Welcome back to Dafford Smith Stadium here in Fairview. As corner's going to throw it to a wide out. One man to beat. Can he do it? And he's going to be in the end zone. Corner takes the lead back here at Dafford Smith Stadium. Touchdown, Yellow Jackets.
Dylan, we shouldn't have taken a break. We might have helped corner pull ahead again. I just don't know.
As Skylar Lara airs it out to one of his wide outs. I think that was Caleb Brassfield. With a big Yellow Jacket touchdown. That's not what Fairview wants.
No.
At all. So now the extra point waiting for that as corner looks to take a 21-14 lead. Just waiting on the extra point to make that confirmed.
I don't know what to say, Dylan. I was so excited. I thought we were back in this ball game good. And we still can be. We still have 4 minutes and 4 seconds. And, you know, for so many years of watching Alabama and Auburn football, all you need is a second, Dylan. That's really all you need.
Yeah. That's all you need, really.
We're about to attempt the extra point here, which is going to it's going to make corner feel really good.
And it's up. And
it's good. Which is going to give corner a 7-point lead once again over Fairview. But now I have to give Fairview plenty of credit. They have been answering these pretty regularly. You know, we talked at the beginning of the third quarter, Dylan, about how, you know, the second half of the ball game, especially the third quarter, it brings the magic out in these games. At one point, these two teams were tied. At one point, each team has pulled ahead by one touchdown, and we are there yet again.
This is reminiscent of the Holly Pond, Cold Springs
Hansville game.
That we saw a few weeks ago. as, you know, that one we thought was Hanceville all day. Cold Springs comes right back. Hanceville takes the lead again. Cold Springs comes right back.
If there had been another quarter of that game, you very well could have seen Cold Springs pull that one out. That was the first game we covered this season on Friday Night Live. Jay Fuller alongside Dylan Diemert. You're listening to Live 95 on Coleman's Live 95, WRJMLP Coleman. We're glad you're with us. I bet at this point you wish you could be here to experience the excitement with us. But you're here in spirit. You're here in FM radio waves, and we're glad you're here as corner kicks off to Fairview once again. Comes up the field to the 10, to the 15, and is pulled back to the 10.
Fielded by Scoop Bennett at about the 2-yard line and tried to bring it up past the 10, but he was knocked back.
Corner seems very confident about that third play.
I mean, if you're the fans of corner, you came a long way to see your team win. So I'd hope that your ride home is a happy one.
There's certainly a crowd over there on the visitor side, Dylan.
As now Fairview offense comes back on the field with just about under 4 minutes to play here. Dane Black and company here.
Fairview's got the ball, trying to get a few more points
on
the board.
Low snap, throws it out to the wide out, and couldn't haul it in. That's Garrett Dunn.
If complete, it would have been on about the 20-yard line, but did not come down with a catch.
An unfortunate one there. So now, second and 10 at 13.
Coming down for the second down, 10 to go, ball on the 13-yard line. Fairview tries to put a few more points on the board.
Here is Dane Black.
Got a long way
low
to go.
Low snap again, looks to throw it, finds, no, almost intercepted there. You can't do that every time as the ball goes high over Scoop Bennett, pass intended for him. Almost intercepted by one of the safeties for a corner, and an interception there would have just put a nail in this one.
Very true. Not seeing a lot of change in the area score. Still Hayden 31 over West Point 12. Fayette County 28, Good Hope 14. Coleman 31 now over Albertville 3. Fultondale still 60 over Hanceville 0 as we get ready to proceed on our third down.
Third and 10 from the 13 again. Fakes the handoff, throws Scoop Bennett.
It's
Scoop
complete.
Bennett with a first down.
Made it to the 23
for the Aggies.
And that's going to be, as you said, a first down. Locust Fork over Vinemont now 44-6. I think that's where we were a few minutes ago. Meek 12 under Lynn 28. And Addison now up to 62 points over Southeastern 0. Who's going to have that? Oh, goodness. The Hanceville game or the Addison game?
Which Bulldogs, huh? As we
get
the ball, to Howard.
Going on up the field to just about the 30, but not quite. I think the 29.
As you got the tale of two Bulldogs here. You got Hanceville with a 60-point deficit themselves, and then the Addison Bulldogs giving a 60-point deficit to somebody else. I may be excited to see some Addison action this season as they've got a lot of Coleman County foes as they are just located outside of Coleman County in Winston County. They play a lot of our local teams as screen pass no good to Howard.
Attempted to number two, yep. Dylan, I have checked the scores once again like I'm Santa Claus at Christmas. We have the closest game in the county right now.
Well, we're glad that you're with us on this one because this one's exciting.
2 minutes and 54 seconds left for Fairview to do the deed. And they have got to do it over about 70 yards.
Dane Black gets a low snap again. Going to air this one back out. He's going to find.
Almost intercepted. Ooh. But fortunately knocked away, but not intercepted.
Pass intended for Jordan Earwood. This could be fourth and four here, so a big decision if you're Fairview.
I don't think they're the decision here. I think you have to go for it.
Really, I have to agree with you there.
I'm not a coach. I don't see that they have a choice. There's not enough time on the clock, in my opinion.
So they're going to go for it. Fourth
two minutes,
four.
49 seconds left. Let's communicate with the sideline to see what to do.
Timeout called.
Let's take a timeout with them. You're listening to Friday Night Live, the most exciting game happening right now in Coleman County. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
We spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live here on Colbert's Live 95.5.
I am losing my mind, Dylan. 2 minutes, 49 seconds left, and we are the closest game in the county as we trail corner by 7 points. Coming to you live from Fairview's Dapper Smith Stadium. They've just lined up again on the 29-yard line, Dylan.
Fourth and four here. All or nothing.
Let's throw it.
Dave Black.
See what happens.
Pressured. And nearly intercepted, so
it'll
get turned over on downs. Corner gets the ball in great field position.
Corner looks a little excited over there.
I think they're going to put this one away right here. If you're the corner offense, you're just going to have to run the ball, run the clock out, and get out of this one.
Well, I mean, they could get out there, they could take a knee four times, but there's still going to be enough time on the clock for Fairview to run another set of downs, I think.
In an ideal world, yes. But I look to see them go to backs and get at least a first down before they get out of this one. 2:45 to play here.
Oh, my goodness. I totally did not realize that we just turned it over on the 29.
And hands off to Millwood.
He's trying to punch through, but they did get him down on the 23-yard line.
So get about give or take six.
He was trying to punch on through.
They don't need it. All they need is a clock to run out here.
Clock 2 minutes, 24 seconds. Yeah.
Second and four here from the 23.
I guess if I'm a corner player, I'm just going to stand around and smile.
Do you know this is in ideal territory for the Yellow Jackets here? Second and four now.
Number five.
Hands up to Millwood again.
20, and he's down on about the 22.
So short of the first down, it'll be third and two here.
1 minute, 57 seconds left in this one. Third down and two to go. Time for some of that Fairview defense, Dylan.
You're right. If you want to be Fairview here, you want to make a big stop, maybe get an interception. You can't just make those come out of the air, of course, but you know, give it a shot at least.
Third down, two to go. Here comes the snap with 1 minute, 29 seconds left.
Fakes the throw again, and he's fighting for the forward progression. Loses his helmet there, but he's okay.
Yeah, he broke on through, definitely got the first down. Another set of downs for corner. And that is just about going to do it. 1 minute, 20 seconds left in the game. Not enough time to get a set of downs for Fairview, I don't believe.
The real question for corner, if they're going to put another touchdown on the board and just
add a little insult to injury.
Kind of rub some salt in the wound, or are they just going to...
Not what you need to be doing when you're...
timeout, yeah.
When you're not in your home stadium. These boys have all played a good game tonight. Been a good match. Been the best match in Coleman County, I do believe.
Snaps ball about 1 minute to go here and hands off to Millwood. Millwood fights for the right, flanks right, and
gets it.
Down to
about the 12, but that's as far as he's going to get on that play. 50 seconds left in the game.
He went out of bounds there. They're going to call a timeout here, looks like. Or no. I'm not sure what they're calling here. Yeah, it looks like it will be a timeout. So 50 seconds to play here. What's going on around the region now?
Well, let's see. Hayden is still leading West Point 31-12. Of course, if you're listening to Friday Night Live, you know this score. Corner leading Fairview 21-14. Not much time left in this game to make any difference. Tarrant leading Cold Springs 40-0. Let's talk Fayette County and Good Hope first. 28-14. Fayette County leading Good Hope. Coleman leading Albertville 31-9. Hansville has finally scored a touchdown. No offense to Hansville, but they are trailing Fultondale. Fultondale 60. I said 60 to Hansville 6. J.B. Pennington leading Holly Pond 42-20. Locust Fork leading Vinemont 44-6. Lynn leading that game is a final, 28-12. And Addison is a final over Southeastern, 62-0. Time for two or three more plays here in the Fairview corner game as corner snaps it and runs, makes it up to about the 7.
Hand off to Parvis there, and another timeout called.
They're saving time on the clock because I guess they want to pour a little more salt in the wound, I believe.
43 seconds to play here. Corner leading this one 21-14. This one's been a thriller here.
Almost been a nail biter.
And there's still 43 seconds. This could go either way. They've got a third down here, so they've got to either just be in and get out of here. Anything could happen. We watch professional in college football.
Yeah, if I'm the corner coach and I'm the corner team, I'm going to try to get one more in just because I can. It's like that famous game of Alabama versus Auburn. And Nick Saban kicks the field goal, and Chris Davis returns it just as he can.
That's a one-in-a-million play there.
Ran 100 yards.
Coming from a diehard Alabama fan saying that's a one-in-a-million play.
They're still talking about it. My guess is they're figuring out the play that Fairview is not going to be able to predict.
My thoughts here are Super Bowl, I believe, Super Bowl 49. I'm not too sure about that. The one between the Patriots and the Seahawks, as Seahawks had the chance to win it, threw the ball near the end zone, got intercepted, and lost to the Patriots.
They can go
this way, as they're going to push them back.
And I wasn't sure if that was a football or a clump of dirt. I saw both.
I was kind of hoping it was a football if you were Fairview.
Yeah, they pushed him back to about the 15-yard line, I think.
So 4th and 10 now. Clock's still running.
This game is practically over. We have 23 seconds left.
Clock is still running, so I think Fairview's out of timeout, so they have no option. This one's just going to be ball game here, and Fairview will fall to corner 14-21. Corner goes 2-1 with their first win of the region, while Fairview will go 1-1.
I cannot complain, though. This is a very well-fought game. Both teams gave it their all. And you know, it reminds me a lot of the very first game we covered again, Dylan.
It does.
I mean, if they had had 5 more minutes on the clock, this could have had a completely different outcome.
And I'm not going to discredit either Fairview for losing this one. I think they played a hard-fought battle here, and they deserve to hang their heads high. But this one just kept up with this team. Didn't let go of this one. Unfortunately, they did. And this one's going to be over here with the Yellow Jackets going on the road and taking a big win. But if Fairview, don't be disappointed, because you still played a heck of a game. And you've got way more games to win here.
So let's talk about next week. We don't have confirmation on this yet, but we are angling, I believe, to cover the Good Hope game. And that one is supposed to be a pretty good game.
I'm not 100% where Good Hope is. I have to take a look at the schedule right now. It's off my mind. I could probably go ahead and get that pulled up while I'm talking.
Yeah, I know we were talking about it a little bit earlier, and I'm being told we probably need to wrap this up pretty soon of who we're siphoning power from. Stay tuned to Live 95, especially Sports Talk Live next Thursday. I'm sure we'll be talking about which game we're going to be covering. But just to confirm, as I scroll through my secret information here. Good Hope is going to be at Hamilton. We might be going to Hamilton next week.
We might be going to Hamilton. That's possible.
I guess we will find out as the powers that be make their decisions. Once again, big shout out to all of our supporters here at Friday Night Live on Live 95. Happy Homes Real Estate, Dr. Wayne B. Fuller, local optometrist, Cyber Broadband, Scissors Salon, and Coleman Sports Fit. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next week. How about some music now from NXS It's the motto of this game, Dylan. It's not enough time on Coleman's Live 95.
Every touch.